Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechet Bava Basra. We are studying now 7th Perek, the 1st Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Omer L'Chaveru, somebody says to another person, Beis Kor Afar Ani Mechel Lecha, I'm going to sell you a Beis Kor of earth. It's a huge piece of land. Kor is equal to 30 Sa'. A Beis Kor is an area that measures, according to Rabbi Gartner, as explains, it is 75,000 square amos. Huge area of land. And while the etymology here is base core, that really means an area which can hold a core of seed, the term regards to sale as a measure of land, not yield, even though it would technically, on a pure etymological basis, imply that it has to be able to yield a certain crop. Here's just a piece of land. So Mishnah continues, Hayusham Nikaim Amukim Asar Tefachim. In this sale, it contained crevices that were 10 tefachim deep, 10 handbreadths deep, uslam gavol masar tefachim, or a rock that are more than 10 tefachim high, enon nimdan nima. These different, either the pits, or the crevices, or the rocks, are not going to be measured to fit the size of the base core. Pachos mekan, if they were not as deep, or they were not as high, nimdan nima, they would be. And that's because when something is 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim low, it has a different rishus. And this applies in Erevin, it applies a lot in many different places of Halacha, but 10 tefachim make it a separate rishus, and therefore it would not be included in the sale of the base to fill the base core requirement. However, if the stipulation of the sale was kibbeis core afar, bada base core afar, afilu hayusham nekam amukum yosem rasar tefachim, o slum gavom yosem rasar tefachim, if you would have either the pits, the crevices that were deeper than 10 tefachim, or the rocks that were higher than 10 tefachim, either regard, because it was kibbeis kor, bada beis kor, harei elu nedanimima, they would be thrown into the evaluation. Mishnah beis, second Mishnah. Beis kor afar ani mocher lecha, mida b'cheba. The person says to him, I am selling you a base core of earth as measured with a rope. So that basically means a precise exact measurement. Piches koshu, if even there would be the slightest amount less than the base core, yanaka, he has to deduct the price. And hoser koshu, if there would be even a slightest amount more, yachzer, he has to give back the extra land. Im Amar. However, if it was Hin Haser, Hin Yaser, if they said whether less or more, if the seller didn't guarantee the precise measurement, but just told the buyer he was going to sell him at approximately a base core, then Afilu Pachas Rovo Lasa, Ohosi Rovo Lasa, even if he gave a quarter kav less per sa, or a quarter carve more per sa, higiyo, it actually becomes as a transaction actually works. Therefore, even if the field was larger or smaller than the size agreed upon, by literally a quarter carve per sa, which is 1/24, that's almost 4% off, nonetheless, it would still be a good sale. Yosin Rikon, if it's more than 1/24, yasa chesmen, you have to do a chesmen. You have to calculate and figure out what the actual cost and the actual difference, either way, is. Mahu machshelo, what does he give back if he chooses that, if he actually has to give back, if after they measure the field, and it could take a long time to actually measure the field, he sees that there's a discrepancy there, what does he give back? He doesn't give back the field, he gives back mouse, he gives back money. Probably the reason here is because if you have a huge piece of land, it makes sense to have all of the different things that are required to produce a yield to harvest crops. If you'd just be stuck with a small piece of land, you wouldn't want that back, so he actually gives him back the money. However, Bimratza, if he would want it back, it would make sense for him financially, or for whatever reason, Machzor Lokarka, he can give him back the land. Lama Amrilo Machzor Lomas, why do they say that you have to give back the money? The reason why is Liafos Kocho Shamocher, to improve the position of the seller. And here, the Chacham, when they were putting together the Halacha, they said that the buyer would keep the extra land and pay the seller because, again, like we said before, if the seller is stuck with a small piece of land, then it wouldn't make sense to be able to use it by himself. To use it itself, he wouldn't buy a huge tractor for a small piece of land. He'd buy a huge tractor for a big piece of land. And it would basically cause the owner a loss. But in the case here, as we indicated before, if he would want it back because it, he still has it, he retains a large amount of land adjacent to it, and it wouldn't be an extra additional cost to harvest the yield, then he'll give it back, and he won't have to get back money. He could actually have the opportunity to get back loan. Mishnah continues, explaining that Sheim Shear Basad the Beis Tisha Kavan. If there would remain an area of 9 kavim in the field of Agina Beis Chatzi Kav, and in a garden half a kav, a Kedibur Rabbi Akiva, side note as Rabbi Akiva had already taught us, Beis Rova, and a garden of Beis Rova, Machshavos HaKarka, you can give him back the karka. V'lo HaSarova B'vad HuMachshar Ela, that's called Machshar, you should give back all the discrepancy.